9 o'clock near Fairview Avenue and Interstate 65. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries after being hit by a vehicle. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting close to 6,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 17,000. Health officials say at least 630 people have died across the state. And hurricane season officially begins today, and state EMA officials say sheltering will look different this year because of the coronavirus. State EMA Director Brian Hastings says the state will look at opening more shelters to allow for social distancing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
It's actually very comfortable out there. We're in the low 70s right now and headed for a high of 90, but the humidity is not out of control. Sun and cloud mix today. An isolated random late afternoon or early evening shower is certainly possible. I think there'll be a couple of blips on the radar, but the chances of encountering one are very small. Tonight's low 69. Tomorrow, it's deja vu over again, all over again on the second day of June with a high around 90 and an isolated storm not out of the question. Scattered random heat of the day storms Wednesday and Thursday, a little bit more numerous by Friday, highs around 90. Meanwhile, we're watching the Gulf of Mexico on this first day of hurricane season. Over the next several days, we'll be watching the Bay of Campeche for Invest 93L. Will it get going? Will it develop into a depression or a tropical storm? The next name on the list is Cristobal. It's a boy name. 70% chance of development. We'll be watching it. Check my morning video out this morning for a look at all the models on where this thing could go. Right now, this morning, 73 degrees last time the airport reported, which was about an hour ago, at 9:04.
At 9:04. And what's the next hurricane name?
Cristobal.
What the hell was that?
I think your mom and dad were going between Joey or Cristobal, and they went with Joey.
I'm glad they went with Joey.
Cristobal.
Is that like
I guess he would just go by Chris for short.
I guess so. I mean, because they...
Unless I became like a famous artist or a guy who sells only perfume. Well,
Cristobal. Sometimes you have these Latin American names on the hurricane list.
Yes, too. It's an interesting name.
The next one is Dolly after the C name.
Haven't we had a couple Dollies before?
Rhinoceros Dolly?
So the deal is the name stays on the list, and the list rotates every 6 years until it's a big enough storm that it gets knocked off the list. You follow me?
Like a Hugo?
Like a Hugo, okay. Like a Opal, like an Ivan, and several other examples over the last few years. Michael's gone now.
Well, there are some that really earn their name, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And when they become a big deal, storm, they get, they're off the list, and then a new name goes in.
I'd like to see a Hurricane Karen, because we have a lot of Karens.
A lot of Karens?
Yeah. And that one would, I think it would come and go, and it would never get on the list again.
Yeah, I'm down with the whole "I get the Karen" meme, but I have an Aunt Karen. She's lovely, and she's not like
not
that.
All Karens are bad.
Right, that's true. Just like usually, not all gingers are
right,
bad.
Exactly.
Like you, Eddie.
Exactly.
You're a good one.
I think so.
I just can't imagine the trial and tribulations of somebody named Katrina that they go through.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you got Katrina in the waves.
I'd say. We're walking on sunshine.
That's right.
All right.
We're walking on sunshine here in the United States of America.
Yes, we are. I know you have stuff to talk about, I'm going to move out of the way.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of the day.
Rich. And enjoy your first day of June.
Yeah.
The weather's been lovely.
Yeah. Happy June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, News and Views will begin in mere moments, folks. This entire first hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Dan Black Studios, give them a call today. Take advantage of all the services they have to offer, whether you're preserving those old memories, bringing them from that analog format, like old VHS tape or the little DV tapes or even 8mm film.
Yeah, man.
Bring them into the digital future as either a DVD or a digital file format. And they do many things. They can transfer old audio formats. They can do video production from you, either from the ground up or maybe stuff you already had. There's a lot Dan Black can do for you. Great local business that we need to support here in this troubled time. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of the program, and I think Dan Black will be joining us here at one point this
great
week. So give him a call today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole crew over there for being a great sponsor of this upcoming hour of News and Views.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. If you had never been here, it's easy to get to right off of I-65. Gonna take the North Boulevard exit. Then you're gonna take that first exit. It's Louisville Street. The bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You're gonna find us an RV park down there waiting on you. The Capital Oyster Bar and the Montgomery Marina. We rent out pontoon boats, cook you up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, and grilled. We have a good time. Rent a pontoon boat. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. You don't have to have a boating license to rent one. So we got you covered there. Just a little common sense. We can fix, show you how to do everything else. Let's see. Let's get back to some good food. How about some good steamed snow crab? Still getting some crab claws in. Those shrimp from Argentina. We got you some good eating down here. That amberjack. You know, you can check it all out at my Facebook page or at CapitalOysterBar.com. You can see what's going on. You know, we've been missing you. We're still doing limited capacity down here, but that doesn't mean we can't get you in for something good to eat. We're still fixing up the goes, too. So, y'all, we're looking for you. Come see us soon.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7, weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Monday morning. I'm Joey Clark, my co-host Jack Campbell live from his kitchen. Hello, Jack.
How you doing?
I'm doing. Eddie Bader also in the house. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm in here.
And Jack wanted me to tell you to watch what you say today.
I would appreciate it if you wouldn't leave my mic on when we're talking.
The mic was off, Eddie, but he could feel it, right, Jack?
I could hear both of y'all talking.
Mm-hmm.
See?
You said Jack's in a bad mood this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I don't know what you heard after that, but it was all a lie.
Yeah, something about an old man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody's doing great, right? Nothing happened over the weekend.
No, nothing.
Slow news day, right?
Yeah.
I wish. So how's everybody feeling about this? I couldn't look away. Couldn't look away at all.
Well, it's not about George Floyd anymore, unfortunately.
No.
It's about tearing up America.
Right. Yes.
And it's so troubling and disturbing and... I don't know if the George Floyd family has come out, but at some point they have a duty to come out and say, look, this is not what my brother, my father, my whoever, his kinfolk would have wanted to happen.
I think they've actually done that. I think they did that the first night, Jack.
That's so good to hear. Because right. I haven't heard that reported.
Nobody even acknowledged him. I think it was the girlfriend that came out and the mother, his mother. and said, you know, this is not what he would have wanted. He was a peaceful man, and basically begged everybody to stop. And you see how well that worked.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder who is trying to tear up America. As I've been watching this, and I was telling you last night, Jack, there are a lot of strange things going on if you just look at videos. Some of them given by the protesters who were out there saying Black Lives Matter, remember George Floyd, you know, saying the regular chants, hands up, don't shoot, no justice, no peace, but they weren't the ones, you know, breaking into things and setting things on fire. And in fact, a lot of these folks caught a lot of provocateurs on camera doing things, and there's a lot of strange things going on, and now a lot of these cell phone videos are being confirmed by police all over the nation. And what they're finding, for instance, here's what I've seen on these videos, is several protesters, usually young black men and some young black women, have been like, hey, look at this stack of bricks. It's just stacks of bricks just organized perfectly, and they're sitting there going, hey, we didn't put this here. What is this? There are videos of usually young white folks, usually young white men, wearing what is called black block, which is you're all blacked out, your face is covered. I'm sure that's for the Rona, though. And they're taking wood pallets and putting it on things that aren't easily flammable, so like postal mailboxes on the street. They put a wood pallet over it and soak it and set that on fire. And the police are finding even worse. They're finding gasoline oil mixtures prearranged, ready to go. They're finding quite a lot. So there are definitely, and the president and the attorney general of the United States are saying this is Antifa, this is Antifa. Take your pick on how you want to pronounce it. And of course, the folks who have been publicly supporting Antifa, are already out with articles saying, you know, there's a guy who wrote Antifa, the anti-fascist handbook. He's already written an op-ed in the Washington Post saying there's no way Antifa would have done this, Antifa would have done this. And so we're in for a big fight. Then I think there are also those who, like, for instance, did you see in the images out of Birmingham last night, Jack?
Yeah, I did.
It started, I started watching live. AL.com was streaming it live. A young female reporter, I'll have to look her name up. I can't remember off the top of my head. And it was mostly folks out there with Funny Man Johnson. And he was kind of leading it. And they were trying to take down the obelisk in, I think it's Hines Park. And
I know, yeah. And Lynn Park.
Right. And the images I'm seeing live last night is a lot of folks trying to hit the base of the obelisk, tie a rope around it, and attach it to the back of the truck. And I watched long enough to where I saw they're ready to go. They're telling people to back up, telling the folks with cameras to back up. And all of a sudden, they rev up the trunk, or the truck, and then the rope snaps. Shortly after that, as they try to set up the rope in the truck again, Mayor Woodfin shows up. Apparently, he knows Funny Man Johnson, and they give the megaphone to Woodfin. Woodfin says, I understand why you're angry. I understand why you want that particular monument to come down. But you've got it. We got to do this the right way. If you don't stop, the police will show up. I don't want anybody to get arrested. Funny Man talks to Woodfin. They say, give us 24 hours to do it the right way. Protesters start arguing with them. The mayor leaves.
What is the right way?
I think it's trying to get a quick city council ordinance passed. But then, I mean, isn't there now a state-level law that protects some of these monuments?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think so. I think the governor signed it into law.
But you're going with mob rule. Give me 24 hours and we'll take it down the right way.
Well, and then after all this occurs, and it's mostly folks in that moment in Birmingham focused on taking down these Confederate monuments, and not much else happening. But then later into the night, which is the pattern we've seen, whether it's Washington, D.C., and we'll get to D.C., oh my goodness, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Portland is a hotbed of, I think, leftist, kind of anti-fa extremist activity has been for quite some time.
How can that be? They're closed until July.
Right. And so the pattern has been all over the country that you'll see initially peaceful protesters Yeah. Then you'll see folks, and often you'll, like in Los Angeles, there was like a whole group of folks just walking, doing chants, the usual thing you see. And then like several miles away, there are people looting and being violent. Yep. Some of, I think, the looting and violence is just anger and people taking the advantage of the situation. And then some of it is straight up people who have an agenda. And they want to destroy things to escalate a situation. You don't just get angry and all of a sudden start having all this prepared with all these weapons of destruction.
Well, and the pallets of bricks that are being left around.
Right. And so I think we need to get to the bottom of, number one, who are the provocateurs doing this? And it seems that the police and the federal government are now ready to go and say this is loosely, we're calling it Antifa. Mm-hmm.
Once you get started, you know, a mob has no conscience.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is once people get out there, like in Brooklyn, they were trying to do it peacefully, and then all of a sudden it turned violent. They burned up a police car. Fire department had to come in and put the fire out. I mean, the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta was vandalized.
The CNN headquarters.
Wells Fargo Bank was burned.
Yeah. And so much. American flags burned all over the country.
I saw that.
The Alabama state flag burned last night in Birmingham.
Well, they got into the, and I don't know why, besides it was just there, but the Alabama Power Museum.
Hmm.
And I think it just was there. That's why they did what they did. But my question goes back to, where are the cops? What's going on? Is this an organized, hey, stand down? If that's the case, all of a sudden, to me, you're an idiot if in the United States if you don't have a gun when you've got to worry about the cops being told to stand down. What if that were your property, Joey?
Well, I would try to defend it.
Right.
And those are the most, by the way, horrifying videos to watch. There are some business owners...
Oh, wait a minute. I was off for a while.
Yeah, but we got you back. You didn't miss much. But repeat what you said off. We didn't hear it, if you were saying something.
No, I just said what that cop did up there in Minneapolis, wherever it was, is unpardonable. And he, in my opinion, ought to spend the rest of his life behind bars.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I understand the demonstrations all over the place, as long as they're peaceful. But they've turned violent, and there's no place in the United States of America where this should be allowed.
Absolutely. And I don't think people understand. There are some folks who are just angry and agree with what you just said about the officer in Minneapolis, and they want justice. But there are some where this is their political agenda. And they want this sort of destruction and mayhem in the streets. And let's keep in mind the full context here. We've been locked down for, 3 months now in most parts of the country?
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Yeah. We've seen, these are just official numbers, 40 million people out of work. That's just officially. I'm sure it's more than that.
Well, there's a lot more than that. A lot of people get paid under the table and things like that, so yeah.
Right, and so it creates a powder keg, and it was this... killing of George Floyd that lit the fuse. And I think there are a lot of folks out there who are on all different sides of, say, the political spectrum who are looking at this. Let's keep in mind, most Americans here are spectators.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we are these days. We're spectators when we see the fires in the streets. We're spectators when we see flags burn. We're spectators when we see, did you see the St. John's Church set on fire in D.C.?
Yeah.
A church that goes back to Madison, President Madison.
What is the end game besides just create chaos and destroy the country? What are they going to get out of it?
Right. And when you start to see things painted on the sides of targets that capitalism equals racism, this is more than, it's absurd. It's absurd. And, you know, thank God for Atlanta in this sense. The mayor of Atlanta, Killer Mike, made his money as a rapper, but I've watched many videos of that man, a lot of conversations he's had. He's become a leader. and not just that night, and what he had to say, the idea of it's about business owners. Atlanta is the land of black business owners, of success, of opportunity, of building something, coming out of the history of the South, and to burn your own place down. And that's what we're also seeing around the country. And even actually the guys who were initially leading it in Birmingham last night are saying a lot of the folks later tonight were from out of town.
Yeah.
So,
well,
for all the bad that's going on, too, there are some really good moments that I really felt. There's this one young black man who was wearing a shirt. It was a black shirt and had an all white on it in all capital letters, "Free Hugs." And he went up and he hugged a police officer who was in full, like, riot gear. And the officer smiled and laughed. And the protesters get mad at this young black man for hugging the officer. So he goes to the protesters and talks to them and finally gets them to give him a hug. He's saying, I see them as humans. I see you as humans. We're all human beings together here. And if we want justice, we can't just turn on one another with this group mentality, with this fight.
Yeah, mob mentality.
Exactly. And as I was getting to before you came back on, Jack, the most horrifying videos are those of business owners who do not have firearms.
Yeah.
Who tried to defend their small business.
By begging.
There was a horrific one of a little woman. She looked probably in her 50s or 60s. And they beat her with a 2x4, punched her in the face. Her husband's trying to defend her with a golf club and can't get there and is just yelling, get your hands off my wife.
That's what I'm saying. There's no justification for that whatsoever. Just like that ABC reporter we saw a picture of this morning on Facebook. He was in Birmingham, took a shot to the back of the head, took a couple beatings to the back of the head. How is that helping anything? And the only reason they did it, because he was white and he was standing there.
Well, another guy. Well,
I had someone ask me this morning, why hasn't Trump made a major address? I think some of his people are telling him, don't do it. That's going to make things worse.
Right.
I think. And the media would, of course.
Yeah, that would just alienate
barbecue. They would barbecue him for any statement he made because, you know, Trump can't help himself.
Right.
He would be calling them thugs and, you know, criminals and everything else. And I think that would exacerbate things. But and I think he's leaving a lot of this up to the governors and the mayors.
Right. And I mean, well, they are taking action, though. They have. This is not the first time in American history that you've seen this sort of rioting and organized rioting at that. And so there are laws on the books, especially. And this is what Attorney General Barr is going after. I was actually reading a commentary from U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy. He's on Fox all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a smart guy.
He found that the designation of Antifa is a terrorist organization, domestic terrorist organization, to him was more a rhetorical flourish than an actual thing in law. It's not like they're going to be using the powers of, let's say, national security in the sense that we use against a foreign threat. But there are laws on the books to handle something like this. Crossing state lines to go incite something is already against federal law. There are many things. And I have a feeling the FBI and others have been watching this for some time brew up. I don't think they're late to the party. And I
did you?
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. And this was, you know, I'm just almost speechless at everything that's gone on. I'm sorry, but
yeah.
Well, with all the spying and things we got going on, how come no one seems to know anything about your leaders of Antifa?
And oh, they know. They know. They're not putting it out publicly. They're not giving away their hand. Where I think Antifa did give away their hand over these last few days, and they're going to pay the price for it. So we'll see what the federal authorities do.
Now, what went on in Montgomery was very peaceful.
Yes, yes.
But I heard somebody texted me last night that something's supposed to happen here Wednesday. Have you heard that?
I have not. It might just be another rally downtown, but we'll have to see. Again, what tends to happen is it gets, unless you're talking a major city like New York or Los Angeles, what tends to happen is as it gets into night, it gets worse. And you see certain elements really, really kick it up a notch. And there are all different types of groups of folks in the midst of these things. It's that when you get that mob mentality, some people behave great, like the guy giving out hugs, like the folks looking. There was another video of a protester and police in a very tense situation. They start dancing together. Mm-hmm. There was another great video where a young white guy in black block was trying to chisel a brick up off of the curb, out of the curbstone. And a lot of black protesters said, stop him, rush him. And they rush him, stop him, tackle him, do a citizen's arrest, and walk over to the police line and throw him into the police. And the police arrest the young white guy for trying to take a brick up off the street.
Right.
So there are folks in New York saying, if you incite violence, call them out. Call them out for doing that. So there are some folks who are trying to mean well, and there are other elements trying to take advantage
of it. Let me just say this. If there's some white kid dressed in black, and this is happening all over the place, somebody is organizing and funding this, and that's where they need to get to the bottom of.
I thought about one of my favorite lines ever written or ever spoken is, we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. And we all are in the gutter. It feels that way, right, folks? But, you had the incredible space launch, sending American astronauts from American soil with private ingenuity over the weekend. What a strange time. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. It was magnificent.
Yeah, it was incredible. And then to be reminded of what's happening here on Earth, it's just, I was going back and forth from these protests and these riots and the looting to listening to the guys up in the new capsule talking to, giving the tour of the ship.
I kind of think it was selfish of them. They left the rest of us here.
I was wondering, is there an extra seat on board?
I heard that, Nathan Bedford Forrest established the Ku Klux Klan back in the late 1880s or whatever it was. He eventually criticized the group because they turned violent. I heard they were trying to dig him and his wife up out of the grave last night in Memphis. That is, you can call him a bad guy or whatever, but my God, that's just...
If they'd have been successful, Jack, what were they going to do? At what point... You remember years ago... we had a helicopter crash in Somalia, and you remember how they treated the U.S. soldiers over there that were caught up in the crash, how they drug them through the street. Is that what these people were planning on doing if they would have successfully dug up those people? That's what I don't get.
I don't think there'd be much to dig up if somebody's been down there since the 1880s.
But what was their goal?
I don't know.
I think it's the standard goal of a mob to desecrate a cultural shrine they find to be an affront. It's not rocket science. We don't have to be Elon Musk here. Like, if you think about what's going around the country and you think about here locally, what's the first thing to go? Confederate iconography.
But what you and I were talking about earlier, Joey, there's another element to this, your white right movement or your KKK, that they love this. This is what they want.
Yep.
And I can't help but feel like they're in the stages of, hey, we can go and we can have our fight now at night, every night. We can go destroy or fight, because they want nothing more than to have this kind of chaos and a race war.
This is the sort of stuff, and believe you me, folks, I'm holding back. Because there's some stuff I saw this weekend you can't unsee. And in terms of history and politics, this is the sort of stuff that happened in Germany.
Yeah.
This is before the Nazi rise. This is the sort of stuff that happened in Russia. This is the sort of activities, and I think the United States is stronger than that. And again, most Americans are spectators of this, whether they are left-wing or right-wing, and like Trump, hate Trump, most Americans aren't out there doing this. So we'll see, but I want to kind of go to the phones here, 272-9228. There's a lot to talk about today, a lot to talk about, but here, let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, if anybody saw this weekend, you know who's behind it. They need to arrest George Soros and send him to the on the next space and just put him out in orbit and let him float around in the earth. He's the one behind this.
Joey, I can't hear the caller.
I'll fix it. Keep going, Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, but this is just
hear what's going on in studio.
This is just another step in to get rid of Trump. The overreach of the pandemic is not working. Now it's this. And if you'll look at the mainstream media this weekend, who did they blame for this? Donald Trump.
Yeah, they were doing all they could, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just another thing. And a weaker country, this could be the end of that country. These people are intent on destroying this country overthrowing this
government. Jim, what's going to happen is these folks are in a corner now, and they're going to double down. Yeah. It's their only option. But anybody in the national media, any politicians that are caught up in these actions, and I'm not saying they're part of the organization or they're out there throwing Molotov cocktails themselves, and they not maybe didn't even break any laws, but if they were supporting this in any way, they need to be off the airways.
Yeah. And if you watched MSNBC and CNN, I don't know if you caught it last night, Don Lemon had Spike Lee on his show. Spike Lee said, this country was founded on stealing the land from the Native Americans and slavery. That's what this country was built on. And Don Lemon just sitting there wagging his head like a dog. Yeah, I mean, they just, it was all blame the United States for this. And, the mainstream media is doing nothing. And this idiot, his last name's Schmidt. He's the former Republican.
Steve Schmidt.
That guy is a jerk. I mean, he sat there and accused Trump of all this stuff. No leadership. You know, how many times I heard the fish is rotten from the head down and all this stuff. And it's just the whole weekend, everything went all the way back up to Trump. This is all Trump's fault for all this that's happening.
They're trying to inoculate themselves, Jim, and it's not going to work. And here's the next move, and you're already seeing it on the streets. There are going to be a lot of protesters out there they're upset about the death of George Floyd, and you're already seeing it in the streets. They're turning against these more radical elements. Yeah. Watch for it now in more of the media. You're going to start seeing divisions within the left. There are going to be a lot of folks who thought, oh, they're playing with these radicals, and they're kind of on our side. And the more these very radical elements reveal themselves, the more there is going to be internal strife and a crack up on the left. And I don't know. They can try to put this on Trump all they want, but it's the same narrative they've been hammering since the beginning.
Everybody knows this thing was completely orchestrated. These things just pop up all of a sudden in all these major cities like this. This thing was ready to go, man. They had it all in place. And people are kind of seeing that. And I'm really disappointed in Fox. They haven't done a very good job either. You know, I don't appreciate the remark of one of their reporters. There was a group of people last night in Philadelphia standing in front of a store protecting it. And they started yelling, USA. And she makes this comment, oh, they have an agenda. This was a Fox reporter. An agenda... supporting America, protecting somebody's store, that's an agenda. I'm so frustrated with this media thing. The media is stoking this.
As Killer Mike said, the guy from Atlanta, he came out and said, hey, CNN, stop it. Stop fomenting fear. I'm just telling you, Jim, this is pulling the mask off a lot of people. And I think a lot of more people, and this isn't just partisan politics, there are a lot of people who are going to wake up out of this in this country. And I think you're starting to see it. It will take time. I don't think it should have taken this. But this is unreal. Jim, I got to run. We got to run.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
Soldier Boy, David, Sam, y'all hold your positions. Got to hit a quick break here again, folks, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Because y'all are so great and taking advantage of it through the month of May, we've extended the 50% off reopening special on all video transfers to DVD or digital file for your computer. So all those old VHS, VHS-C, even Betamax. You use Betamax.
Hey, don't be knocking on the Betamax. Don't be knocking on
it. Even people like Eddie Bader at Betamax and transfer it into a digital file or DVD at 50% off, but you got to call Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036. Be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. Hey, say, you know, Joey Jack sent me, and then say, how you doing?
Yeah, you got to say that. How you doing?
If you want the discount.
More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in. How you feeling? What are your thoughts on what's going on in this country of ours? 272-9228.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaQuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaQuire.
The health and safety of your family is your number one concern. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, is here for you. They're taking precautions for your safety as well as that of their employees. Come check them out for your household needs. They've also got meat, produce, dairy, and other grocery items for you. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store, still here for you.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines. And the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center over at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into Atlanta Highway. You can give them a call at 271-0007. If you've had any inspiration, any inkling even, whether do it yourself or hire a contractor, and you need paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home, New Look Decorating Center is the place to go. They're a Benjamin Moore authorized retailer. Brett Lanham, the manager paint specialist over there, great guy, passionate about the painting business. He's got that expert eye that can help you make that inspiration to redo the kitchen or the bedroom, or maybe the whole outside of your home. Well, he can make that inspiration a reality. Give Brett Lanham or Brian Carr a call if you want to get your paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating Center, 271-0007. And be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. Well, Jack, we should hold on to our butts because we've got an always passionate man on the phone, Soldier Boy.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, just great.
Couple points I want to make. First point, I have to blame the murder of that individual. Can't we not blame it on the Democratic mayor and the Democratic governor for allowing this police officer who's had, am I correct me if I'm wrong, several complaints
yes.
of physical abuse
yes.
during arrests?
Yes.
Hey, what kind of environment?
Soldier Boy, out of fairness to the governor of Minnesota, I don't think you can blame him or the mayor. Maybe you can blame the police chief, but...
No, I gotta blame the mayor because the mayor, the police chief works for the mayor.
Okay. Well, I believe the way this particular officer, the way that this worked is it went to grand juries. So it would be their DA or equivalent of in the grand juries there.
I mean, if you get multiple ones, why would you allow
crime or no crime, why didn't you fire him?
Exactly.
Or put him on a desk assignment or something.
Or at least fire him. Right. I mean, even if, like you said, you know, get yourself a good lawyer and good luck, you know, go in front of a commission or whatever, but they do need to be fired. Jack, you said about the governor, you know, they say that the Shazma always rolls downhill. Well, it starts from the hill, too, you know?
Well, I mean, when did the governor come in? When did this guy's history of bad behavior start? You know, you can't expect a governor of a state
to know everything that goes on
in every municipality around the state.
But if you have a police department,
to blame him.
I understand. Well, I guarantee it, that police officer is probably not the only one that has numerous complaints and should be off the force in every major city.
Right.
It's time to clean up and get rid of the bad apples. Agree?
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't, you know, this idea of protecting your own, you know, cops are in stressful jobs, but they are
absolutely.
in the precinct, they're thick as thieves because, you know, they're in it together, and there's a natural tendency to protect your own. But these apples, they need to be yanked out and fired.
Number two talking point. What do y'all think about Mayor de Blasio's daughter getting arrested?
Yeah.
That apple don't fall from the tree too far.
It took the words right out of my mouth.
Yep. After him blaming Trump on the protesters, then his daughter gets arrested. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's just like, man, it makes him look so stupid. You know, and the third thing, let's talk about Antifa. Hmm. They were in Charleston, weren't they not?
Yeah, they
were. Were they not in Baltimore?
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, these guys are well coordinated. They're not afraid of showing their uniform. They'll wear their black. They're not out there wearing Bermuda shorts and a button down and a pair of, you know, Ray-Ban sunglasses. They want to be noticed. They're challenging, asking people what to do. It's amazing that they were ready to attack Beverly Hills, but the Beverly Hills rich people, somehow the police stopped them. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Why is it the disparity in middle class and the working class people and businesses and everything, but everything in Beverly Hills got protected really quick?
Well, it's almost like people with money get more attention from people in government.
Could be something to that.
Well, the same thing happened in New Orleans. The rich people that live in a certain community in New Orleans, when they had the damage when the hurricane came through and everything, they hired their own security agency to protect their neighborhoods.
Yep.
So that if you got money, you can hire your own security agency. But these Antifa people, they're simply amazing. They got their walkie talkies, they got their headsets. People are reporting pallets of bricks showing up in front of their businesses. Like, I didn't order any bricks.
A lot of the black protesters are calling them out.
Yeah, which I'm glad. I'm glad that.
And you know, in their Montel cocktails, they're just picking that up and just having to carry it in their backpacks, you know.
Well, and did you see the one guy who it went very, very badly for him?
Yes, I did see him.
Tried to set one off and set himself on fire.
Mm-hmm. He was doing the Michael Jackson dance.
I mean, this is...
I am so happy Mr. Trump called Antifa out as a domestic... Because every time when I was in the military, I had swore to protect against enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yes.
Okay? This is an enemy, domestic. I just hope the Attorney General and the FBI use their sources and follow the money. These people got bus tickets. They got hotels being paid for. Follow the money, George Soros.
Follow the money.
Amen.
It's going to tell you where these people are coming from. And I bet you one thing, you get enough of them rested, they'll squeal like pigs on each other. They're weak.
Yep.
And they just want to try to incite crimes and everything. And that, your previous caller was right. They were making the deal about the people protecting their target. That's a store in their own neighborhood and everything. And she went up there. She said, yeah, they've been partying and drinking. Why do you have to make that comment for it? Why do you have to be negative? Here's somebody standing up to protect their neighborhood business and chanting USA in four more years, you know, and you want to downplay that. And then here's somebody standing up for it. And then my final talking point, and I want to get your points, gentlemen. You saw what happened in Birmingham, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so it's in our own backyard now, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you think our mayor and our police chief have got a plan to protect the cradle of the Confederacy, the birthplace of... And if he does, has he told the people? Is there a curfew?
The curfew's still on from COVID.
Well, that ain't being enforced. Come on, guys.
Oh, I agree with you.
That ain't being enforced, you know. So my question is, do you think the mayor and the city council and the police chief to go public and reassure the people, because it is his job as the mayor and the city council and the police chief, to protect your community? So this won't happen.
I'm not sure that they're going to talk about they have a plan to do it. And if I had a plan to do it and I were they, I would not tell what the plan was.
Well, I would, because here's why, Jack. I wouldn't tell you what the plan is, but I tell you I got a plan, letting my enemies know out there, think twice before you step forward. We are ready for you, and if you come, you're going to be answered to the full extent of the law.
I mean, all I've seen, Soldier Boy, is that there were protests here in Montgomery on the Capitol steps. Actually, the chief of police was down. Well, he was down there talking with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. We'll see. It might come.
Where's Andrew Young in Atlanta? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where are the leaders
Sharpton
in the
was
black
going
community?
To Minneapolis, I think.
That's what I figured he'd yeah.
But I'm not sure Jesse Jackson
Andrew,
is like...
Oh, doesn't Jesse Andrew Young. Live in Atlanta?
Andrew Young, yeah. He is from Atlanta. I mean, I saw
exactly. He's old. I mean, he's real old.
Right. The authorities in Atlanta have been telling people to stop, and they've been using almost everybody they can to get them to stop. And a lot of them, and it's, again, a trend around the nation, are saying these are not folks from Atlanta.
Right.
So, again, we'll see where this goes. Soldier Boy, we got to run.
Right,
thanks for the call.
Take care, bud.
272-9228. More news and views when we come back. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. I'm Joey. He's Jack. Eddie in the house.
In the house.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the Real Estate Minute. Although we've all had to weather the pandemic storm of closed businesses and stay-at-home orders, houses are being sold at a surprisingly rapid rate here in our area. Our first quarter sales locally and statewide set new records again. According to Alabama Center for Real Estate, the statewide demand is up 7% for homes, and sales are up by record numbers. Just this week, we had multiple offers on our listing in Millbrook. It sold in days, not weeks or months. And as we have done since 2004, we have shot videos of homes for those who can't be present to see them. I sent videos to several of my out-of-state customers who need to move to our area but can't travel to see the homes in person. For more details of selling or buying a home, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week.
reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June. It's going to feel like June as we go through this week. Today, lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 90. Could there be an isolated storm somewhere on the radar this afternoon? Sure, that's possible. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not zero, but under 20% tomorrow. High around 90. Then we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. Widely scattered storms. Not much change on Thursday. The storms a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday, though, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Refer your friends to Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air and share $100. But hurry, offer ends June 30th. Visit calldixie.com for details.
License number 15033.
Switch to WOW. Super fast internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at wowway.com.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail order pharmacy. A mail order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with a virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1962.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. And, you know, I've seen the arguments online. In my mind, this is not acceptable, what's happening in the country. Churches on fire, courthouses on fire, history on fire, small businesses, whether they have history or not, people's livelihoods ruined, and George Floyd is still dead. I hear this little, you know, this comment that, oh, you care about property more than you do George Floyd. No. I care about when something incredibly tragic happens, you go and you make things worse. No matter your race.
Right.
And honestly, I do have a feeling in my heart for the folks who are out there who really do. I'm tired of seeing what they're seeing with police. I have a big place in my heart for them. But for the malevolent SOBs, the evil bastards who are taking advantage of not only this situation, but months of lockdown and tens of millions out of work, this is when you start this?
Well, I think people have too much time on their hands for one thing.
Yeah.
And,
But here, Jack, let's get some more voices on here. Let's talk to Ernest. Ernest Claiborne. Hey, Ernest.
Hey, what's up, brother? Preach. You telling the truth, because what it is there's a level of frustration about this that's been brewing for a long time. Colin Kaepernick tried to talk about it in a different kind of way, but people didn't want to receive it. But this has been burning for a long time. And you combine that with people losing their constitutional rights, freedoms, Right now, Montgomery's talking about making face masks mandatory. You don't understand, when you make these rules, they have to be enforced. You're talking about Atlanta. There was a situation where college students got the windows broken out of the car, dragged out, tased, and weapons pulled on them to enforce a curfew. So what we have to realize is when we make these rules, the police have to defend these rules. And we're taking it away from serve and protect to enforce and intimidate. And that's what's going on now. And we have to stop it for the good of the country. And you're right about President Trump. President Trump don't need to say anything. He doesn't need to tweet. He doesn't need to talk. He doesn't need to do a press conference. He does not need to do a White House briefing. He needs to just be quiet for a while and let the country calm down and heal. So I agree with you. Absolutely. He does not need to say anything. He is flaming. He's adding fuel to the fire every time he speaks. So right now, the best thing for the country is just for him to be quiet. And I think every Republican and every Democrat, every independent, everybody's probably agreeing with that. Right now, he needs to say nothing.
Well, Ernest, let me ask you this, though.
Go ahead, brother.
With Kaepernick and with, you know, I'm seeing American flags burned in D.C. and Birmingham all over the country. And actually, to give even a little more background, I was watching a great, you know, it's old concerts after the Watts riots, the Stax Watts concerts. And there was this incredible moment. It was right, I was watching this right when the Kaepernick stuff was going on, and the national anthem is played by the people putting on the event. And almost nobody is standing up or paying any attention to it. So this goes deep, doesn't it? And my point is that when you're trying to get this message across, a message that should be fairly universal, why go after symbols that mean different things than maybe the folks who are...
Well, because it causes attention to it. That called attention to what he was talking about.
But is it the right kind of attention?
And at first, I didn't like what Kaepernick was doing because he was sitting down. But when he started kneeling, I thought that was showing more respect and reverence for the flag. And I agree with it completely. It's almost like you're showing more reverence for our country when you're kneeling out of respect for it. But there's problems. There are problems. Kaepernick said it. People were saying he doesn't say it. He didn't say it right or it wasn't correct. But it sure as hell better than looting. Or burning something up.
That's true.
Or be, you know, so what I'm saying is sometimes we the message was already, we didn't like the messenger, but the message was put out there nationally every Sunday. And people had a massive problem with it. They were sons of bitches, according to President Trump. But the message was put out there, and it was put out there, you know, in a nice American way. And now people are doing things in another way.
Well, I would just say, talking to a lot of folks, I don't think they got the message that was intended, though.
No, they didn't get